This is Ozarks at Large. I'm Kyle Kellums. All week, we're talking with musicians who will be performing during this weekend's Fayetteville Roots Festival. With me in the studio is Brian Embry of Three Penny Acre. Welcome back, Brian.
Thanks, Kyle.
And while Three Penny Acre will be on stage Saturday night at Walton Arts Center, Brian is with me to talk to one of the other folks on stage, headliner Guy Clark. Welcome to Ozarks at Large.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
Oh, you bet. I want to ask about the CD that you've released just in the last few days. It's called Songs and Stories. It's a live CD.
Yeah.
I think almost anybody who's been to a Guy Clark concert, you kind of walk out on a different plane. People will drive miles to see you in concert. And I'm wondering, as an artist, what does or doesn't make you release a live CD? This is just the second of your career.
Well, kind of happened by accident. We were doing a album release show at the Belcourt Theater in Nashville, and we went up. The first set we performed the whole album exactly the way it was, you know, just exactly the same. And why, I don't know in retrospect, but we did. And then we went back for the second half of the show and just played like we usually play. Just, you know, played songs off the top of our head, no set list. Just Berlin and Sean both did songs, and we just played. And the first half was very uptight and not much fun to do, but the second half was a lot of fun. It sounded really good. I had not been thinking about it being an album. And the record company kind of just did it at the last minute, just to record it, you know, just to have it.
Well, if I needed you, would you come to me? Would you come to me and ease my pain? If you needed me, I would come. I'd swim the seas for to ease your pain. In the night forlorn of a morning's born.
A couple of songs that are on here, but one is Homegrown Tomatoes.
Yeah.
I mean, and you can hear it the second you start, of course, the crowd, you can hear the appreciation. I love that song. Is that a song that you like to sing every time? Because it...
I usually do, and mainly because people like it so much. But, I mean, actually, that's a love song. You know, people think it's kind of a lightweight piece of fluff, but it was a true love song for my tomato plants.
Well, there ain't nothing in the world that I like better than bacon and lettuce and homegrown tomatoes up in the morning out in the garden. Get you a ripe one, do not get a hard one. Plant them in the spring, eat them in the summer. All winter without them's a culinary bummer. I forget all about the sweating and digging. Every time I go out and pick me a big one. Homegrown tomatoes, homegrown tomatoes. What life...
Guy, what I love about that song and so many of your other ones, that come to mind, like a song like Out in the Parking Lot or something,
yeah.
You know, they're such a small sliver, you know, and I'm interested in your approach there in terms of how do you resist not going bigger? You know, how do you resist, you know?
It's very, very hard to do, and I have to really work at it.
Yeah.
I mean, it's like great guitar players. It's not the licks they play, it's the holes they leave.
Sure, sure.
And I feel the same way about songwriting. You know, the more I can encourage the audience to use their imagination rather than lining up every detail for them, the better they're able to communicate with the songs because they associate with it. You know, it's the way I feel about it. And I don't always accomplish that.
In the vein of co-writing, do you feel like that has become a catalyst for you in the last, you know, years? Is that something that you've really enjoyed doing?
So, because I got to a point where I was just stuck, you know. I couldn't stand myself. I didn't like anything I wrote and didn't finish anything for about a year. Just got really stuck. And I started co-writing just to get something done, you know, just to do something. I learn something every time I do that. Especially with guys like Jed Hughes. I mean, he is just phenomenal.
I want to ask you about a song, and I wonder how long it percolated, and that's Boats to Build, because that was inspired by a part of your life during your teenage years?
Well, I guess so, yeah, because I worked in a shipyard in Texas on the Gulf Coast. That was my summer job, and got to work with the last wooden boat carpenters, the guy that built big 80-foot wooden work boats out of, you know, and it was just like, I learned so much stuff doing that. I mean, still, I think about it every day.
I'm tired of that same old saying, same old words, the same old lines, the same old tricks, and the same old rhymes. It's days, precious days, they roll in and out like waves. I got boards to bend, and I got planks to nail. I got charts to make, and I got seas to sail. I'm gonna build me a boat with these two hands of lead.
And I know a lot of people are looking forward to hearing you Saturday night at Walton Arts Center.
Well, I'm looking forward to doing it.
Yeah, I think Fayetteville's ready to have you back, guy. We're gonna welcome you with open arms.
Great. Well, I'm looking forward to it.
All right.
Guy Clark, Songs and Stories, the new CD, Saturday night at the Roots Festival. Thank you so much for your time.
You're more than welcome. Thanks for calling.